I'm here in Brussels for the first time. It's amazing. We are here in the capital of the European Union's cocaine business. And every time I walk in a restaurant here, I feel like I am doing the staff a service. Any waiters in the crowd? Oh, you used to be a waiter. Nice. What is your name?
Reda.
So do you want to explain us why do people who serve us look like they want to also kill us? You trying to make a life?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it's hard.
Yeah, I guess so.
To be nice. Tough business. I understand.
A lot of waiters are nice, actually.
A lot of waiters are nice.
I said, like, you can't make a generality.
Oh, I cannot make a generalization. Yeah, but for the sake of comedy, I will. Take a general stereotype and make some fun about it. Definition of stand-up comedy. Glad we cleared that up. That is great. I can't wait to see what you think about the rest of the show. Nice. Beautiful. Okay. Florin has roast me seats. Florin, I was looking for you. Welcome to the show. Is that the person you're dating? No way, Florian. How much cocaine did you give her? Are you on XC? You're so beautiful. What's your name?
Katerina.
Katerina, just because, you know, they are in the back, they can't see. Do you want to, like, show your face to them? Just so when I speak to you, they can, like, imagine how beautiful you are. No? You can imagine a very pretty woman in your brain. She's pretty, she's got blonde hair, beautiful lipstick. Well, she's too pretty for Florian. Florian, do you want to show your ugly face? I'm joking. Okay, cool. Dating?
Like, 1 year.
1 year anniversary! Yes. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. So, Florian, what inspired you to not have sex tonight? Why did you choose to get roasted on your anniversary? That is such a weird kink. Would that turn Irina on, just you being humiliated? Is that a thing? Irina, that's the thing? Let's not kink shame. Do you want me to insult him? No? Aw, sweet, sweet. Okay, Florian, amazing. You're a beautiful, honestly beautiful couple. And what do you do, Florian?
I have my own company in Brussels.
You have your own company in Brussels? Hi. So nice. Such a nice guy. Oh my God. And you've got your anniversary. Happy anniversary. Such a beautiful girlfriend you've got. You must be rich, huh? Because it's not the looks. So it has to be the money, has to be something. So what kind of company is it, Florian?
We provide healthy snacks and drinks.
Healthy snacks?
Healthy drinks.
And you look like this. Have you tried having the healthy snacks, Florian? You have to have healthy snacks. Be a brand ambassador, Florian. Come on.
No fat shaming. No.
Look, it's not fat shaming. He has a healthy company. Healthy snacks company. So he can't be overweight. No? Logic. Oh God, this got so weird so fast. But you know that he chose this, right? You chose to get roasted, right, Florian? You want this. No kink shaming. Who was this, by the way, who said this? I thought so. And what's your name?
Sunduz.
Give it up for Sunduz, everyone. That's amazing. And Sunduz, you are with?
Reda.
Oh my God, oh my God. The couple that's making the rules here tonight. Cousin. Oh, so it runs in the family. You can't do stereotypes. You can't do fat shaming. He literally consented to it. And you, Sundu, what do you do?
Sundus,
what do you do?
I have my own company.
You also have your own company. Yeah, defend your people. That's nice. That's good. You're in the same Illuminati. I get it. It's fine. I see why you felt triggered on that. I understand. Okay, great. And Sundu, what kind of company do you have? Workshops and online courses only to women.
Yes.
I don't think you should be so sexist. It's discrimination. All right, okay, beautiful. That's an amazing initiative, actually. And what kind of training? Just speaking or?
No, now digital marketing.
That is great. Okay, beautiful. And so if any women you want to connect, you can hit up Sindhu afterwards. I'm so nice. Because... I feel like I'm on edge here. What are you guys, the fucking police? What's wrong with you all? I feel like you just turned against me together. I am sorry, Florian. I am so sorry. I did what you asked me to do. I don't know why, but they love you. And have turned against me one by one, and she started it. No, he started it. You with your, okay, great, all right, okay. Thank you so much. I will just, should we begin the show with the first problem? All right, great, awesome. Nice, okay, first one is a very long one. I'm a gay man. Before I came out of the closet, a girl came home with me one night. It did not go well. I wanted to get out of it. I made her a cheese toasty, but it was clear she wanted more. I reluctantly took her to my bed, but I couldn't get it up. So to buy some time, I went to go down on her, but she announced she was on her period. I was so afraid. She would think I was gay. No, straight men are also afraid of going down when you're on your period, right? Straight men. It's scary, right? You don't know?
I'm also gay. So.
You're also gay. You said if you have childhood trauma, you need a partner that has childhood trauma. Can you give concrete examples? Plus counter-example. You all have a company here, right? Do you want to say who wrote, like, the person who wrote this down, do you want to say? Oh my God, of course. Of course it's you. What kind of example do you want?
You can write whatever.
Yeah, you stop writing. No. No more writing. How to cold approach a girl. I feel like women are just scared of men. They're like, please don't approach us, hot or cold. Any temperature whatsoever does not suit us. Just fucking stay away from us. My boyfriend doesn't remember my birthday. What should I do? Okay, I think you should break up.
She should forget his birthday.
Revenge, I like it. Even better than just ghosting. Yes, ma'am.
Just put a reminder in his phone.
Put a reminder on his phone. Healthy people. No childhood trauma, great childhood, good communication. How do you deal with them? Nice. Okay. Great. She made the plot so spicy. Forget his birthday.
That's the sort of dynamics we have as a couple.
You have this dynamics?
The revenge one.
The revenge one. Shit is getting spicy in the front. So do you feel oppressed in the relationship?
I choose not to comment.
You choose not to comment, so he's oppressed in the relationship. Raj.
Before getting married, you know?
That he knew that he's going to be oppressed. Toxic couple in the front. Love that, yes. And ma'am, what was your name? The one with good advice?
Christina.
And you're with in a marriage with?
Walter.
Good childhood, no childhood trauma.
Yeah, no, perfect.
Perfect, oh my God. Perfect. And Christina, what would yours be currently? What's going on?
He should say.
Okay, you say. That's how women start shit up. I'm not gonna tell what my problem is, ask him. And we can discuss it at home. Next is, me and my boyfriend decide to be more European, and in a party here in Brussels, we are very drunk, and said to two girls, we are in an open relationship. Is it you two? You thought so too? We're the same. All right, okay. We are very drunk and said to two girls we're in an open relationship. We kissed the girls. Ooh. Yeah, background music would be good, guys. Ooh, yeah. We kissed the girls and after that, we had a good night. And now we are friends of the girls. And a friend of us, he is here too. Kissed one of them. Do you want to say who wrote this down? Oh, there we are. What are your names?
Natalia and Alvaro.
And the friend is you? Don't you just... Alvaro is like, no. Oh God, don't be scared. I will protect you. Okay. And friend is there. Friend is there. Yeah. What's your name?
Robson.
Robson. Oh, hi. So hot. How? How can someone be so hot? You're welcome. Focus. Okay. So Alvar and Natalia, you pretended you're in an open relationship and then you had sex with these two girls. Two girls at the same time. You didn't have sex. Sorry. I spiced it up a little bit. I thought maybe you will forget you didn't write that down and just admit it. Well, so you didn't. You kissed two girls.
Yeah.
Separate girls.
Yeah.
And you kissed one girl and Natalia, you kissed the other girl?
Yeah.
Oh, how did you choose which girl? One was coming around you. Smart girl, logistics. So one girl was approaching you and you said to Alvar, you get the other one. And then what happened? Did you also kiss the other girl?
No.
Just one girl?
Yeah.
You got separated?
Yeah.
He went off with another girl. And you went off with another girl.
Did job to try to get the other one because I didn't know if she wanted or not.
Sorry, what, Alvar? Yeah, try to save your ass now. What did you say? Can you repeat for the class?
I didn't know if the girl wanted me or not. She just left with the first girl.
Natalia left with the first girl. And now you're stuck with the random girl and you don't know what to do with this girl now.
Now I need to try.
Now you need to try. So you cold approached. So you kissed this girl,
yeah.
And then just kissed, or something else happened?
Oh.
I don't know what that means. So stuff happened.
I don't know. I'm Brazilian, so we kissed with the hands.
What? Your Brazilian, first of all, D will be so offended. Stop stereotyping and generalizing. Right, D? How can he just bring Brazilians into it? It's a you problem, Alvar. And Natalia, did you do something spicy with the other girl that was not just kissing?
Yeah.
I am in awe of you guys. I think that is such a cool story. And I have so much respect. I do not understand this decision at all. I cannot relate. I will never make sure that never happens in my house. It's just amazing. I'm so impressed. So now what's the problem? Let's get to the problem part of it. Do you guys have any further questions that you would like to ask?
I have a follow-up question.
Follow-up question.
We wanted to blend in Europe.
Yeah.
But actually the stereotype is about Brazil.
Yeah.
I don't want to be involved in whatever. I choose to step out. Okay, is one of you European or both of you are Brazilian?
Yeah, we're all Brazilians here.
You're all Brazilians here, all right. And who, the person who had a follow-up question, you're European?
I am, I'm Spanish.
Spanish, what the fuck are you talking about? Do you know the stereotype about Spanish people? You're no better. It's the same stereotype. All right, so what's the problem now, guys? What's the problem? Do you have a problem? Robs kissed your girl. Does she know she's your girl? She knows. So you're dating her? No.
No, but
it was my birthday.
They are Brazilians. All right, it was your birthday, so, and she was invited on his birthday.
Yeah.
All right, what are you doing? Have you kept, okay, honestly, just ask me, are these girls in your basement? No, right? They're out and alive, thriving somewhere in Brussels, yes? And you both have relationships with them separately?
No, we just, now we are friends.
You're friends.
Yeah,
I don't know how you can be friends after this happened. I don't know, but I respect that. All right, okay.
Yeah, in his birthday, he started to try to kiss me again.
Okay. Okay.
And she went to him.
She's a hoe. I love that. She's like, if not her, then him.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I mean, like, would you blame her? He is kind of handsome.
No, it's okay.
It is okay. They are friends too. I don't know what kind of friendship is this. I will know now before being friends with the Brazilian friend group what I'm signing up for. That's beautiful. So it's all said. I think you should not have kissed her girl. Low-key, I think you shouldn't. I think that was wrong. What do you guys think? Like, that's her girl. You know, she has dibs.
I think she could have just kissed her instead.
No, but still, you know, I get it. She's Brazilian. She's playing her own game. Do you know there's like another mind game going on, and I can relate to that. And not because you're Brazilian, but just because I feel like you're a bitch. And but me too, I'm also a bitch when it comes to stuff like that. She's also a bitch, you know that. Right. I know a bitch when I see one. Okay, beautiful. Stop kissing her girl. Stop it. You can find any other girl. I'm in that back room. But I don't want to. I will not. Okay, next is, my best friend is from Venezuela and she's trying to find the right boyfriend for herself. What do you think is the best place to find a loyal boyfriend? It's not Brazil, for sure. For sure. Again, open to the group, what do you think is the best place to find a loyal boyfriend? Anyone here who knows their boyfriend is loyal? Yeah.
Your roommate. Because you gotta know. Like, you know if he missed someone. You know if someone missed them.
That is so genius. That is so genius. You've got such smart women in the house tonight. It's insane. Yes, yes. That's a good advice, honestly. Your roommate. You know? Because if he's in a relationship, you know if he's being loyal on his girlfriend or not. Are you single?
No.
Been together 8 years, was your roommate. Amazing, genius. Follow that advice. That's great. After much resistance, my girlfriend convinced me to get a butt plug. All right. So now, I love it. However, my girlfriend got bored of it. I'm using it on my own. So, help me. Help me convince her to have it back on the game. Friend group Brazil, is this you? No, I really, no. Okay, all right. Do you want to say who wrote this down? Oh, it's beautiful. Oh my God. So roommate, what's your name?
Ducho.
So Linda, you convinced him to have a butt plug.
Yeah.
And now he loves it. and you don't want it.
It just...
don't make...
It takes too many hands.
Can you explain what...
Oh, God. Come on. Who is this? Of course you are running your fucking business. Oh, my God. Of course you don't know what a butt plug is. How the fuck did I take shit from you? How did I ever let you and you give me shit? Oh, my God. All right. Okay. You explain in your wise words what's a butt plug.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
To her. Look into her eyes. Remember how both of them interrupted my show. Remember, and with a condescending voice, like they were condescending me, I want you to explain it to them.
It's like a toy, and that's something that you would put on an asshole.
That's a very nice way to say it.
And stimulate, I don't know the word.
Pleasure?
That's the point. That stimulates a lot.
For men, basically. Yes. Thank you. Very eloquent way to put it. So, back to the main problem. Yeah, and so like now, why do you not want to include it in the game?
Because it's tough to use two hands sometimes because you want to stimulate your own and then you want to stimulate him and then you need to be very long.
Call one of the girls
the
men are just thinking about the butt plug. What is this thing that can tickle our prostrate? Like that, we get to put it in our. We get a woman, we get another Brazilian girl from there. That sounds amazing. Yes, what's the question?
How did she convince you?
I started with my finger.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You started with your finger. Yeah.
And then,
and then he liked it.
Yeah.
And then she did it more and more. And then they start to insert bigger objects. Yeah. Well, are you interested? She needs a hand, actually.